Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Skye.
That's five things.
Five things you need to know as you wake up.
So the World Health Organization announced yesterday that Mpox is now the preferred name to be used for monkeypox. Apparently, both names are going to be used simultaneously for about a year, monkeypox with Mpox, until monkeypox is phased out. Scientists are obviously, for good reason, concerned that there is discrimination and stigma for those who are suffering from it because of the name monkeypox. They haven't quite figured out that those who have monkeypox and measles are going to be referred to as M&Ms.
Also, as you wake up this morning, you may have heard of a brand new restaurant that's just opened at the Pearls in Umhlanga. It's north of Durban. It's called Zuma. And at the opening, an ex-president, Jacob Zuma, was there. So Durban businessman and the restaurateur, David Manel, has cleared any confusion about this Zuma restaurant. He says the former president has nothing to do with the restaurant. He was just invited as a guest to its official opening. Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
And then you can use whatever word you want to use. You can use dismissed, you can use fired, you can use sacked. But
fled.
I'm gonna say fled.
Fled.
I like that.
It's okay.
Because after the massacre and thing, fled.
You flee. Yes.
You flee.
Yes.
So, Sharks head coach Sean Everett has stepped down from his post. That's after the team were smashed by Cardiff 35-0 in the URC on Sunday.
Yeah, that was hard to see.
Yeah, Neil Powell is going to be the interim head coach because he's director of rugby. Don't understand why he can't be both anyway. But so the Sharks don't have Sean Everett again. They have Neil Powell, and the rest of the coaching staff is the same.
Also, it's not the first time a team has lost 35, but is it the big donut? Is it the nil?
I think it's the man of the defeat. Something had to give.
Okay.
You know, and there's people in New York who...
Good luck, Neil.
And then according to the online payment platform Payfast, so guys, they've just let us know what is the highest amount that was spent by a shopper this year. I don't know if you want to take a quick guess, anyone? Payfast, that's like online.
500 grand.
500 bucks, a little bit higher than that, Darren.
$5,000.
Yes. Still close, but even higher than that. Highest amount spent by a shopper this year, 397,217 rand. That was done in just two purchases, by the way, one person, with the biggest of those purchases being one basket, which he or she swiped for 284,625 rand. And that, by the way, happened. I'm not going to say this is a Sauvignon Blanc's fault, but it was between 3 and 4 o'clock on Friday morning. So somebody went shopping.
And there you go. Kevin Hart has announced it is official. He is bringing his Reality Check stand-up tour to Sunbet Arena, Times Square, Pretoria. For one night only. Pretoria. You have to go... You have to go to Joburg and then still drive for another hour.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's to Pretoria to see Kevin Hart. I'd do it.
No, what?
I'd do it.
Patrice Motsepe influence, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.